Morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices as we start this Wednesday trading day, the last full trading day of the week on the Chicago Board of Trade. There will be a shortened session tomorrow, and they're off on Friday for the 4th. So this is what happened in, let's start with Kansas City. The July nearby wheat contract had a high or an opening price this morning of 870. That was up 4 from yesterday's settlement. September opened at 888 a bushel, and that was down 6.25 cents. Minneapolis spring wheat opened this morning down 35 cents at 1140. Check that. That hasn't traded as of yet, but the September contract opened down 7 cents at 934. In Chicago, the Board of Trade, nearby July wheat opened at 845, down 4.75 cents. September, 861, down 3.75. December wheat opened at 882, down 6. And the March, 905, down 4.75 cents on the open. July, 923.5, down 6.25. July corn opened at 716, down 3.5. September, 728, down 4.25. December corn opened at 747 a bushel, down 5. March, 765, down 3.75. The May corn, 777, up 0.25 cent. And July opened up 2.5 cents at 782. In the bean pit, July opened at 1625 a bushel, down 3 cents. August, 1615, down 8. September at 1610, down 5. November beans opened down 4 at 1606. And January opened down 0.25 cent at 1624. March, down 5.5 cents on the open at 1621. May of next year, 1608, down 8.5. And July, 1612, down 11.5 cents. In the products, July soybean meal opened at 438.50, up 80. August bean meal up 190 on the open at 435.50. Bean oil opened this morning at 66.55, down 16. And the August at 66.70, down 15. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle opened at 103.70, 100 weight, up 37.5. October, 111.25, up 27.5. December live cattle, 113.55, up 12.5. And February, 115.10, down 10. September feeder cattle opened at 113.85, up 2.5. October opened unchanged at 115.30. November, 116.40, up 5. Lean hogs for July opened at 71.60, up 70. August, 71.20, up 90. August lean or October lean hogs, 69.25, up 77.5. And December, 72.50, up 95. Pork bellies for July opened at 70.50, down 40. And August opened up 40 at 72.20.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now on the outside markets, we see the crude oil contract kind of flat, up 3 cents a barrel at 141 even. The The September silver contract right now is down 13.5 cents at 1816, and August gold is down 5 at 939.50. The CRB index is at 466.13. That's down 144. The U.S. dollar index is at 72.11, down 26. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up almost 46 points at 11,428. The NASDAQ, though, down 1.75 at 2303. And the S&P is up 6.5 points at 2931. Right now in active trading on the Board of Trade, the wheat is mixed. Nearby contract down 4.75, but the September contract up 5.25 cents in Chicago. In the corn pit, that's turned up now, up between 5.25 and 7 cents a bushel. And the beans are over the board, but mainly down. The nearby down 1. The September contract down 10. Joining us now for a look at the markets on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. I'm in for Dave Dickey today. And today we are seeing maybe a little bit of volatility in the soybean contracts today.
The market this morning is very erratic. We at 5 o'clock it was higher, and this morning it's and then by the station stop, it was lower. The market is quite erratic. We saw a quick rally in corn and wheat at the present time, and beans are coming back. There was a story yesterday by one very large commodity firm in Iowa that indicated that the Secretary of Agriculture was considering the possibility of just accelerating the CRP on 1 to 2 years maturity date that was in the normal maturity time frames, and this would encourage 5 million more acres into production quicker instead of opening up the entire acreage for next year. Mm-hmm. As a result of that, that was one reason why the new crop commodities were as strong as they were yesterday. The weather forecast from our private meteorologist is very good for the U.S. Production area. The Australian weather forecast looks excellent as far as more rainfall is concerned. The Chinese premier said that every indication from the Chinese perspective that the grain balance is in good shape. We did pick up that a couple of things here is that if corn, for example, new crop corn would fall below $7, it wouldn't ration demand. The carryover could be as large as 1.5 million bushels on this new crop corn based on the present acreage and a normal yield. The other factor is out of the 9 major crops, there was 5 million more acres put into production. But at the present time, we are seeing a lot of volatility in the trading market as of 9:55 a.m.
Yeah, we saw some, some profit taking early, but things have bounced back certainly in the corn pen.
Yeah, well, the president made a speech from the Rose Garden, and unfortunately, I didn't listen to it. I'm not sure, other than just being slightly oversold, why the corn market did see a strong rally. About 80% of the phone calls today are people that basically are saying that the corn is starting to look great in the Midwest. Unfortunately, the far southern third of Illinois, it's still pretty rough, but the corn does have a better color, starting to look better, and that's one reason why we're seeing some concern about, $7 corn might be a little pricey when it's all said and done.
Anything a producer ought to do maybe in the next day and a half while the market's still open?
Well, we're looking forward to a nice long weekend, but my general impression is the wheat yields are good to excellent. People are probably going to store wheat as much as possible to take advantage of the basis levels. They're going to probably sell some sort of a hedge to arrive on wheat. As far as old crop corn and soybeans are concerned, corn's probably a commodity that needs to be marketed, but the fundamentals on old crop soybeans are very, very explosive, very, very tight, and the other fundamental factor we are looking at is a lot of those flooded out acres in beans, for example, 1.44 million acres will probably get replanted, and so the bean number could grow when it's finally done on the next acreage report.
All right. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Back to the board now. We see an unchanged July wheat contract in Kansas City at 874. The September down 3.25 at 891. July nearby wheat in Chicago is down 4.75 at 845, but the September is up 2.25 at 867. December wheat up 3 at 891. July corn now is up 6 cents a bushel at 725.5. September 737.5, up 5.25. Deese corn 757.5, up 5.5 cents. March at 774, up 5.25. Nearby July soybeans are up a half penny at 1628.5, but the August is down 2 at 1621. September 1610, down 5. The November 1604, down 6. Bean meal for July is currently at 437.20, down 50. And July bean oil is at 66.48, down 23. August live cattle on the Mercantile Exchange are down 2.5 cents at 103.30. October 110.85, down 12.5. August feeder cattle at 111.80, down 37.5. September down 57.5 at 113.25. Lean hogs for July, 71.50, up 60. August, 70.95, up 65. And July pork bellies are down 150 now at $69.40. Quick look at the outside markets again. The crude oil up only 3 cents a barrel at $141. The CRB index down 132 at 466.25. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 41.5 points at 11,423. The NASDAQ down a half point at 2304. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We'll have our next market update at 10:58 Central Time. Today, increasing clouds in northern and west central Illinois and far northern Indiana. Scattered showers and thunderstorms there should arrive during the afternoon, but elsewhere, mainly sunny and highs between 85 far north to 92 in southwest Illinois. Humid and 90 in Champaign-Urbana today. For tonight, in the north and central sections, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Increasing clouds in the south with showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows from 60 in northwest Illinois to 68 in the south. And for tomorrow, in northern Illinois, sunshine again, but in northern Indiana, clouds and scattered showers early. In central and southern sections of the two states, cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms. And Thursday's high between 70 near Lake Michigan to 85 in the far south.